If we were to pray for patience, we'd know that we have it, because the universe would put us at the end of an insanely long line, and we wouldn't kill anyone. But presence, and being present for the moment, is being involved in the activities that are going on without rushing them and without delaying them. We can invite the experience of everything in the right place at the perfect time. Close your eyes to the circumstances and details that are swirling around you. Patience is about having something out there in the future and wanting it to show up more quickly. It could be the desire to get to the end of the wedding ceremony so that we can start the party, or hurry up and get to the graduation, or finish the school year, or get done with our workday. It's different for all of us at different times. And there's a disconnect between what we're doing now and doing until that event occurs, and being fully present for what's happening now. Instead of being distracted by a milestone that's coming up, we can be present to the process. Reaching the top of the mountain is the goal, but every step along the way is as important as the top step. Without each one, the whole climb doesn't work. Take a deep breath and be filled. Now breathe out. Surrender. Let it go. Let that breath stay out. And notice that your exhale is what made room for the next inhale. Take another breath in and hold it. Hold your breath until your body says it's time to release. And then, at that perfect moment, breathe out and continue breathing at the pace that's comfortable for you. Whatever activities, events, or milestones we're looking forward to, as we move along the path to getting there, we're going to be breathing. And if we were to focus our attention on that event and stop breathing, we'd cause a whole world of trouble for ourselves. Fortunately, our bodies don't really let us do that. But understanding this can serve as a wonderful reminder about being in the moment, being present for what's going on right now, while still preparing, planning, and making ourselves receptive to the good that's coming to us in that next milestone event. Let's breathe into that delicious balance as we go into the quiet together. The meaning of our milestone events changes over time. From the beginning of an engagement until the wedding, there's the activity of dress shopping, of parties and preparation. There are lists, caterers, decisions, and choices. And then there's the ceremony. That's the finish line to start the reception, which could be the big piece that's been on our mind. 30 years later, there's an anniversary, and the specifics of the ceremony and the reception are much less important than the intention set and the family that started on that day. The course, as it's laid out, gets to unfold, and every step along the way is important. Every step along the way is relevant. And by being present to all that's going on, we open ourselves to love and harmony, to wellness and uplift, to prosperity and joy, to connections and peace of mind in all sorts of different ways. And the good continues to unfold. I know the same thing is happening for each of us now as we move through our day, being present to the good that's available, opening ourselves to what's possible, and joyfully stepping into what's next. We invite in that richness, the sweetness, the goodness, the joy, and allow ourselves to be filled with all the possibilities of the moment. I am grateful for the good. I'm grateful for the way this is unfolding. I'm grateful to be able to speak this word of intention and release it into the creative consciousness that creates everything, and to know it is now creating this. And so with gratitude, I let it be. And so it is. As you're comfortable, take a deep breath and gently bring your attention back into the world.